Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is just your handy little guide to fake news. You just got to laugh at this stuff. Any news story that starts with these words, according to the Daily Montanan. All right, you lost everybody right there. Zero credibility. You are fake news. According to the Daily Montanan. Oh, yeah, you mean the dark money funded left-wing blog that's connected to Hans-Jörg Wyss? Hans-Jörg Wyss is the same foreign billionaire who funds all of these dark money Democrat groups. He funds these radical environmental groups. He was one of the contributors to the American Prairie Reserve, the APR, which is trying to kick ranchers off the land here in Montana. He was a, you know, big Hillary Clinton financier. This guy is one of the biggest funders of the Democrat Party in the left here in this country. And he is connected to this fake news liberal blog known as the Daily Montanan. But yet look at the fake, phony news coverage from these TV stations here in Montana. They will copy and paste a liberal blog onto their TV newscasts, scripts, and onto their websites because they are so biased in support of John Tester, and they are so biased in their opposition to Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Yeah, any news, I just sent this out via X 2 minutes ago, any news story that starts with, according to the Daily Montanan, zero credibility. And then to make it even more hysterical, oh, let's go get expert political analysis from some liberal nut job professor at MSU Billings. Let's go to MSU Billings, political science professor. Remember that liberal nut job professor who brought Zoe Zephyr to be the keynote speaker to their big banquet for the MSU political science department? Yeah, that guy, that liberal nut job, Professor Pope. Oh, that's their expert analysis to weigh in on the most important U.S. Senate race in the country. Oh, give me a break. This is what these liberal reporters do every time. When they want to push their partisan agenda, they just go find the people that will say what they want to say. Oh, let's go interview the guy who got fired from the Billings Gazette for being too liberal. Let's go interview him as some nonpartisan source of information in the U.S. Senate race here. Oh, and then there's that liberal professor at MSU Billings. We know that he'll give us the Democrat Party line. Let's go interview him. Yeah, let's go interview those two guys, and that's going to be our news story. I mean, come on. I mean, just another sign that journalism is straight up dying, if it's not already dead. In the state of Montana, what a freaking joke. No wonder the New York Times was lamenting the fact that talk radio is so strong in Montana, because all they're getting is BS everywhere else.
Securing America.
President Biden speaking Tuesday at a meeting of the Global Coalition to Address Synthetic Drug Threats, held on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly meeting. The president making clear,
this is a national security threat.
Death by synthetic opioids remains the number one cause of death of Americans 18 to 49. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on why the issue is a global challenge.
People ship precursor chemicals, the ingredients that go into fentanyl, from one country to another. Criminals make them into synthetic drugs and then sell them in a third country.
The coalition now has 150 member countries. President Biden says it's starting to make a difference.
More fentanyl has been seized at our border in the last 2 years than the previous 5 years combined.
He says American overdoses are now down about 10%, but
we cannot let up.
Kip Mieretsky, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why did she decide to flip-flop her stance on the southern border? What about her on-camera support for men in girls' sports? Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks, coming up on Wednesday's Montana Talks in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. For the first time, we're going to be joined by Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel, who's running in the Western Congressional District against current Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke. That's the 8 o'clock hour of Wednesday's Montana Talks right here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, random tweet for you here. I just shared this via X a few minutes ago as well. Did anybody find out why Rob Cheney was let go from the Missoulian? Rob Cheney, longtime reporter for the Missoulian in Missoula, and he would do some interesting reports. He would do some interesting coverage. Guys who have worked in political communications, like my friend Jed Link from back in the day, they would tell you that Rob Cheney is just total biased Democrat, for his career. But he did some interesting reporting. Why was he let go from the Missoulian? Can anybody tell us why Rob Cheney was let go from the Missoulian? Now, I had a tipster share some pretty interesting information with me. We'll have to see if anybody can go on the record for us here. All right, let's get into the important stuff, though. Let's stop talking about the fake news media out there. Let's talk about some real news here. Donald J. Trump calls out John Deere. I want to get to that one after the Farm and Ranch report. First, though, man, I got to start kind of where we left off in yesterday's show. I don't know if any of you early risers or those of you that are just coming off of the overnight shift, if you got a chance to hear our 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday, powerful information from the mayor of Roundup, Mayor Sandra Jones. And I know we got some great listeners from Roundup here, Monty and Logan and Nancy, of course, just some of the callers and the folks that message us on the Montana Talks app from the Roundup area here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. But let me just play a little bit about what Mayor Jones had to say yesterday on the show. I'm going to just go right into our transcript here.
Roundup was established, incorporated in 1909, and it was actually built on coal. And the railroad came because of the coal. So actually between the coal and the railroad, the city exists today. And so knowing that and understanding that, we understand that coal is also the ugly stepchild of mining. Of all of the mining that there is, and there's a war against all of it, coal seems to get hit the hardest, I believe.
Well, you know, and it's what you just told me about Roundup Montana. I had former Bozeman Mayor Krause, I think he was still mayor at the time, he told me the very same thing about Bozeman, Montana.
Is that right?
Same thing, that Bozeman is here because of coal and because of the railroads. That's why Bozeman is here. And, you know, a lot of highline towns, you know, they were put there because of agriculture, and then the railroad came in, and that's how the highline got developed. But, yeah, a lot of communities just like yours, that's why they're even here in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, there's a lot of ranching and things like that, but the city of Roundup was established with that intent. And it is the county seat from Musselshell County where Signal Peak Energy is home to. And the Signal Peak Energy has been a great partner for the city of Roundup. I remember during the floods of 2011, there was a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion, a lot of people misplaced, and a long time recovery. But Signal Peak Energy was very helpful at the very onslaught of that. They invested $25,000 and gave that to the Ministerial Association to appropriate to people that was in need.
All right, and then she talked about several other projects, you know, firefighting equipment, et cetera, that the city's gotten thanks to the Signal Peak coal mine. But, yeah, for those of you who haven't seen the story on our Montana Talks website yet, there is a Montana Rally for Montana Coal, a Rally for Montana Coal this Friday afternoon in Roundup, 4 to 6 p.m., and, I, you know, the Signal Peak coal mine is a third of the tax base for Musselshell County. I asked Mayor Jones, why did she feel it was so important to do this pro-coal rally right now in particular? Listen to this.
I think because Signal Peak's struggling to stay afloat. There's three bills right now that Senator Daines is sponsoring in Washington, D.C., to hopefully keep the mine operating. Without one of these bills being passed, they're in great danger of laying off by the end of the year and possibly shutting down operations next year, which would be devastating. And not only that, heartbreaking to leave all this treasure unharvested within our treasure state. That just breaks my heart. There's people that is blessed by the coal that is harvested, not only those that work and live there, but the countries that receive the benefit of the coal that they harvest. I think Japan is one of their largest customers, and they have coal-fired plants right in the heart of Japan, and they don't seem to have an issue with the dirtiness of coal. And if you've ever studied anything about Japan, you know it's a very clean country.
Yeah. Anyway, great conversation with Roundup Mayor Sandra Jones all around. The full audio is on our Montana Talks podcast, where you can find it on Spotify. I've also embedded it in that MontanaTalks.com story promoting the Montana Coal Rally this Friday and why it's so important. Yeah, just to reiterate what she said right there. She said that the Signal Peak coal mine is in great danger of laying off by the end of the year and possibly shutting down operations next year, which, of course, as she says, would be devastating and heartbreaking for a number of reasons. That's how important this Montana Coal Rally is this Friday afternoon in Roundup. That's also how important this legislation from Senator Steve Daines is, not just to Roundup, but also to the Billings area and Yellow, but to the entire state of Montana, because we all know it. There is a war on American mining. There is a war on Montana mining. There is a war on Montana coal. And we know who's responsible for that. So it's time for all of us to stand.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, the NCAA allows NILs, or name, image, likeness, to financially benefit student athletes. And now there's a program in Nebraska aimed specifically and seeking out and boosting those athletes who hail from a farmer ranch background. This morning, our network's Rachel Gable has more about supporting athletes with ag roots.
Under the NIL rule, athletes can essentially be paid by companies wishing to use their name, image, and likeness. Zach Bosley at Farm Athletes is a former college athlete and was a walk-on, as many athletes who come from rural schools are. The Farm Athletes program signs NCAA athletes to a simple contract that allows them to partner with Tractor Tuesday, Bosley's new auction platform.
A lot of the male athletes, primarily in football, that come from farm or ranch backgrounds are walk-ons. So it was something that always stuck out in my brain. And then I know, and he's a spokesperson on this initiative, Jordan Carsons, and he was a farm kid, walked on at Iowa State, ultimately became a starter, then was a heck of a player, all Big 12. And then he was an undrafted free agent, just like everything else, he had to prove it, became a starter in the NFL.
Carsons is now a spokesperson for Farm Athletes. The sponsorship agreement allows Tractor Tuesday to provide financial support to Farm Athletes, which will be used to create and manage NIL deals for selected athletes. Farm Athletes is now accepting applications from NCAA athletes with a selection process that emphasizes athletic performance, academic achievement, and demonstrated connection to agriculture. Bosley said by highlighting the stories and achievements of these athletes, he hopes to inspire others from similar backgrounds to pursue their dreams and succeed in both their academic and athletic endeavors. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. Now, Karsten said that agriculture and athletics share several positive qualities, and both contain stories that interest many Americans. He also said stories of farm athletes are compelling and rare due to the dwindling number of family farms and the amount of time required to invest to reach the collegiate level. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Attention pulse and oilseed crop producers. Applying Sonalin 10G this fall can be an excellent option for control of broadleaf and grassy weeds in next year's crops. A fall application of Sonalin 10G allows great flexibility of planting options for lentils and garbanzo beans to label oiled seed crops, including camelina. Rotating to a Group 3 herbicide allows for extended residual weed control, including glyphosate, sulfonylurea resistant biotypes. Contact your local distributor to schedule your fall application of Sonalin 10G.
Always read and follow label directions.
From Gowan Company.
At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come by supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Well, one of the more well-known consumer trends here of late is a decline in per capita milk consumption. Americans drank 250 pounds per person in 1975, but consumption has steadily dropped over the decades, reaching only 130 pounds in 2022. However, the news isn't all bad for dairy, as they say per capita consumption of yogurt and cheese has increased over the last few decades. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, since we just got your farm and ranch report in there, another great one from Russell Nimitz and Rachel Gable featured in there as well. Let's get to this John Deere news here. President Donald J. Trump, he was doing an event in Pennsylvania yesterday. The DailyWire.com had a story, but I haven't even gotten through my stack of stuff yet here. I've been still trying to do a little bit more show prep. I try to leverage the early morning hours of this show to read as much additional information as possible. I'll track down the Daily Wire story for a little more background. But listen to what President Trump had to say to John Deere, as there were two John Deere tractors right in the backdrop, I would add.
I just noticed behind me John Deere tractors. I know a lot about John Deere. I love the company. But as you know, they've announced a few days ago that they're going to move a lot of their manufacturing business to Mexico. I'm just notifying John Deere right now. If you do that, we're putting a 200% tariff on everything that you want to sell into the United States, so that if I win, John Deere is going to be paying a 200%. They haven't started it yet. Maybe they haven't even made the final decision yet, but I think they have. John Deere is going to, and anybody else that does this, because it's hurting our farmers, it's hurting our manufacturing. And if you do that, you're going to have a 200% tariff put on the product that you make in Mexico, right across the border. They think they're going to make product cheaper in Mexico and then sell it in for the same price as they did before, make a lot of money by getting rid of our labor and our jobs, and really a great name, because John Deere is a great name. I buy a lot of John Deere, tremendous. I'm one of their big customers. I buy a lot of John Deere product as a private person. But if they're going to do that, we're going to put a 200% tariff on everything that they want to send back into the United States, which means one of two things. Our country's going to make a lot of money, or they're not going to build, they're not going to open, and or they're going to sell it to another country. They're entitled to do that. If they want to build in the country, in the United States, there's no tariff. You can go ahead and you can build in any one of the 50 states. You can go ahead. But if they don't want to do that, we're going to put a 200% tariff on John Deere. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to announce very shortly, if they think I'm going to win, or if I do win, they're going to announce that they're not going to build in Mexico. They're going to have to pay a tremendous tariff, which means two things. They're not going to build the plant, if it's not too late. They're not going to build the plant. This country's going to make a lot of money. Or they're going to build the plant, but they're going to build it in the United States somewhere, and ideally a place like Michigan or South Carolina, where we have a lot of auto business. But we're not going to let that happen. But John Deere has got to understand that if they build in Mexico, if they start closing plants, in this case it was in Iowa, they're going to close a big plant and a couple of them. And that's just the beginning. The problem is that's just the beginning. Then all of a sudden you'll hear in a year from now they're going to do another one. All of a sudden they're not going to be in the country anymore. Hey, they're going to have to pay a very big price to be able to sell that product.
Yeah, that audio from the Right Side Broadcasting Network, which covers all of President Trump's rallies. But powerful message there from thedailywire.com with that story that we just shared with you, President Trump. Here's the headline. Trump puts John Deere on notice during event with farmers. Trump promising a 200% tariff on products made in Mexico and then sold in the U.S. I think that the point that he was also making there was like, look, if you're going to build a plant in another country to sell your products to those other countries, that's one thing. But shutting down your plants in America to build them in another country just to sell the same product back here in America, no, you're gonna face a tariff for that. To me, what President Trump had to say there, it goes right in line with the question that a lot of people are asking, which is, okay, you know, we talked about the rally for Montana coal this Friday in Roundup and how important that is. One of our listeners, I wrote this on our Montana Talks website and mentioned this in my conversation with the mayor of Roundup. We can't afford to lose another mine. Now, for those of you who aren't tracking, what do you mean we can't afford to lose another mine? That's because we just got word that, recently that 700 workers with the Stillwater mine are going to be laid off. And remember, why are they being laid off? Because of the Green New Deal electric vehicle push by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester. That has harmed the platinum and palladium markets, as we understand it. And so the prices have tanked. And so they've been losing money operating the mine. But what else has been happening? Russia has been dumping the very same, you know, minerals that we mine here in Montana. Russia has been allowed to dump those products into America. You know, all the virtue signaling that we get out of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester about Russia, 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 and they're allowing Russia to undermine the Stillwater mine in America. And their Green New Deal policies are undermining the Stillwater mine in America. And a lot of union guys and gals have lost their jobs as a result of their policies. And they're the same Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester regime that has put a target on the backs of everybody at Colstrip. And if they take out Colstrip, what else do they take out? Well, they could take out a whole bunch of jobs because electricity powers everything. Every business, your business, this business, small business, big business, if they take out the mine in Colstrip, if they take out the power plant in Colstrip, they take out the mine in Butte and the high-wage jobs that go with that. And by the way, why aren't we hearing squat out of the unions? We aren't hearing squat out of the unions here in Montana. The union leadership, the union members are speaking up, speaking out against old flip-flop flat top. Targeting their jobs, targeting their industries. Where are the union bosses? Where are the union leaderships? Why aren't they standing up for these industries? Why aren't they standing up for these union jobs? Well, there was one. He was in Colstrip. He was in Colstrip at that panel discussion with Senator Steve Daines and others. But anyway, there's another important point here.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. It could be a complicated morning and quite a sight for Great Falls residents as several major highways east of the city will be closed with the Montana Air National Guard landing a full C-130 on the highway as part of a drill. Great Falls Fire Chief Jeremy Jones.
Between 8 noon, Highway to 789 will be closed from the blinking light at the Stockard Highwood turnoff all the way to the top of Belt Hill. The Air National Guard is going to land a C-130 on the highway as part of their preparedness readiness position. So a lot of preparation that they have done, coordination with other stakeholders.
The roads will be closed from 8 until noon. An old but popular bridge in the Flathead will be closed on Friday so crews can repair a crack that necessitated weight limits a few weeks ago. Contractors will close the Blankenship Bridge north of Columbia Falls to all traffic. This is the Montana State News Network.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Oh, this is funny. I just getting through my stack of stuff here, and of course I've got a great stack of messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. Got a message here from Tim in Savage. He says, hey, I've been on the road to conferences all week, so I caught up on the podcast last night. I can confirm from teachers and parents that Shady Sheehy is in the schools. I was laughing about that yesterday because I've had teachers and other folks tell me that, yeah, in the classrooms or in the hallways of these schools, the political advertising targeting these kids is just insane. Not in the schools, but on their tablets and their electronic devices and things like that. And so the kids, it's just like, it's crazy with the kids, apparently. The kids are all calling each other names. They're, you know, you're a Shady Sheehy. Well, you're a Tester the Molester. This is the names that kids are calling each other in the hallways. And the teachers are like, now, children. And so, but yeah, Tim and Savage, you know, he is a public school educator himself. So he says, yeah, I can confirm that they are using these names in the schools. That's for sure. Got a few other messages that have come in here. Let me check those out and try to share some with you on the air here as well. The one other point that I wanted to make about, from that last segment there, the one other point, God, and now I'm like, wait a minute. I get distracted by these great messages on the app. Travis, what was I even talking about before the last break? Golly. See, now I just see, Tim, you done did it, man. See, you send me a funny message, and then I quickly get distracted and totally forgot what I was going to talk about after the break. Man, I know it was something about old flip-flop, flat-top liberal Senator John Tester. Oh, we were talking about mining. Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, we were talking about mining. Where's the unions at on these mines closing? There was one other point that I needed to make. Well, that's all right. It'll come back to me here a little bit later. So President Trump sending a message to John Deere, 200% tariff if you move to Mexico. So here's President Trump basically making his commitment to, look, I'm going to protect American jobs. So if I'm one of those Stillwater mine families, or those Signal Peak coal mine families, or a mining family in Butte, that's President Trump saying he's going to stand with you. But here's the thing. President Trump needs a Republican-controlled Senate to back him up, especially on foreign policy matters. John Tester isn't going to stand with you. He didn't stand with your Stillwater mining jobs. He and Joe Biden have been in charge the last 3.5 years. They allowed Russia to keep dumping their product in America. They pushed the Green New Deal garbage that tanked your very industry. John Tester voted against the Keystone XL pipeline when it mattered the most. So he's not going to stand up for you. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. What is Kamala Harris's economic plan? There was a surrogate for Kamala Harris who was on Fox News, and this lady could not even articulate what Kamala Harris's economic plan even is. But, you know, you can't really fault her because Kamala Harris herself can't even articulate what her economic plan is. But anyway, it got so bad for this Kamala Harris surrogate that she threw out the sexist card. She claimed that another woman was being sexist Oh, as a woman, I'm being cut off. Oh, but if a man gets cut off, no big deal. No big deal if a man gets cut off in an interview. But apparently you're claiming that because you're a woman, you can't be fact-checked and you can't be cut off in real time. Anyway, listen to this segment from Jesse Waters' program last night.
The economy is the biggest issue of the election, and her people can't even tell you what her plan is. Watch.
What is Harris's plan? We're waiting.
Okay, there's a lot of aspects to it in regards to looking at it online. She talks about certain things in regards to advancing the first federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries.
But States of America. Gouging, is that currently happening?
In regards to I don't know exactly if that's currently happening or not because I'm not privy to that type of information. Okay.
It seems and that like potentially you're having is a hard time articulating her plan. And
honestly, that's not true. Please, I'm constantly being interrupted by you, which as a woman, I think is disrespectful. When I'm trying to speak, every time I try and speak, you speak over me.
Okay, final thought.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Trump plan's pretty clear. Tax and regulation cuts, energy independence, and trade deals that keep products made in America.
Under my plan, American workers will no longer be worried about losing your jobs to foreign nations. Instead, foreign nations will be worried about losing their jobs to America. I'm going to bring them back. And it won't even be difficult. Your only worry will be deciding which job to take. There will be plenty of them. That will be your biggest problem. Darling, which company should I go with?
I did it before, and I'll do it again. That's his message.
Well, and that's all you need to know. Kamala Harris can't even articulate what her message is. But again, we've seen what she's done in these last 3.5 years. We've seen what she and John Tester have done, and it has not been good. It's not been good for our Stillwater mine friends. It's not been good for Colstrip. It wasn't good for the union workers trying to build the Keystone XL pipeline. And it's not good for your pocketbook. It's not good for your gas prices. It's not good for your grocery prices, anything else. But that was basically, I think, the other important point that I just wanted to make from that last segment is that, look, Trump, Tim Sheehy, Ryan Zinke, these guys, they're going to stand with you, the workers, the union workers. They're going to stand with you to stand up for your jobs in your industry. They're going to stand up for Montana Coal. Troy Downing. When I ran into the Signals Peak guys, Troy Downing was, who's the candidate for the Eastern Congressional District. He was there alongside me. We were both chatting with the folks from Signal Peak earlier this summer when I got my Montana Coal T-shirt up in the Flathead. During the Montana Chamber event. And so these guys are going to stand with coal. These guys are going to stand with our Stillwater miners. And John Tester is all talk. That's all he is. Here's John Tester. John Tester is in charge. He has been in charge for the last 3.5 years. And he allowed Russia to dump their product into America. He pushed the Green New Deal, which put the Stillwater mining metals prices in the tank. He tanked your jobs. Where's the union leadership calling this guy out? Across the board, where's the union leadership calling John Tester? Because he is just as Green New Deal wacko as Kamala Harris is right now. You know what's very interesting? I was chatting with some folks last night, and they were like, Aaron, what's your read on the race, in the Senate race here? In fact, actually, Mark Wilson, one of the breakfast flakes on the country station down the hall from us, he popped into the studio this morning. He said, hey, I had one of these Tester campaign door-to-door people show up at my door last night, and he laid out a series of things. And she was like, oh, I didn't know about that. And she's like, well, thanks for at least being nice about it. Because apparently when these Tester people show up going door-to-door, people are angry. And they let the door-to-door people, these out-of-state door-to-door dark money operatives for Tester, they let them know it. They let them hear it. And so I mentioned to Mark Wilson, I said, Mark, that's the thing that stood out to me You know, I've done probably 90 events across Montana. We've been doing these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. And we've been at restaurants, grocery stores, bars, hardware stores, everywhere. And as a result, we've gotten a chance to just talk to a whole bunch of random people coming and going from these restaurants and grocery stores and hardware stores. And so we talk to a mostly friendly audience, and people are coming to us with information, and oftentimes a specific agenda. Out there, we're just talking with everyday folks that are passing us by. What amazes me is the number of people that I've talked to, men in particular, who told me, well, yeah, I voted for John Tester, well, maybe last time or the time before that, or maybe every time before. But they're like, not this time, never again. I'm never vote. And what I told Mark Wilson, I said, what stands out to me is guys like you and me, we knew John Tester was a fraud from day one. We knew he was a wacko radical leftist from day one, because I knew the people that he surrounded himself with. They were the most radical left-wing activists on the University of Montana campus. But these men out there that voted for him, that believed that he was a moderate, they now know they were conned, they were duped, and they are pissed off about it. They are angry.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We are watching a world on the verge of imploding, and I don't think we've been closer to World War III or the outbreak of a world war than we are right now. And I'm going to tell you something, why this is all happening. This is happening because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have failed the entire world. Their weakness has allowed for these hostile regimes around the world to take over. They're the ones that allowed the Iranian mullahs to get rich again. And Harris and Biden, and hopefully if she's defeated, this world is a more dangerous place than what they inherited.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, we don't have to wait until November to start taking our country back. Now, we can fight right now with COIN. Now, that's the conservatives' credit card. Now, you can find out a lot more about it. Go to COIGN.com right now. Now, instead of funneling millions and millions to the left like other credit cards, well, COIN advances conservative values, conservative causes, and charities. Now, imagine the satisfaction of earning cash back rewards while fighting the liberal agenda. Well, that is the power of COIN. COIN works everywhere the Visa is accepted. It comes with 100% U.S.-based customer service. It has consumer protections. It is a great-looking credit card you're going to take a lot of pride in using. Now, it's bright red with We the People on the front. Start shopping with America's conservative card. Apply now. COIGN.com. That's COIGN.com. And make sure you select my last name, Hannity, in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Just go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, there I go, getting distracted by the Montana Talks app messages again. No, they're not a distraction. Actually, that's a feature of this show, because we want to talk about what you want to talk about here. I got a great one from Evan and Belt. I got to share with you some messages from good messages from Jay and Billings as well. But Tim in Savage sent me another one. He says, I'm still thinking about Jim in Kalispell. You guys remember Jim in Kalispell? Jim in Kalispell was the one who said that, he's the guy who voted for Obama. He voted for Biden. He voted for Hillary. So, of course, he's going to vote for Kamala Harris. Of course, he's going to vote for John Tester. But I let I let Jim and Kalispell kind of run with the hook for a little while. I let him kind of run with the bait. Let him swim with it all over the place for a little while. He was talking trash to the conservatives in Kalispell. Oh yeah, you Trumpers out there. There's more campaign signs for Democrats than there are Republicans, which is actually not true unless you're just driving around Whitefish. But Tim and Savage said this, you know, because he was driving across Montana, thinking about Jim and Kalispell and the signs. I figured I would see nothing but tester signs in his homeland between Great Falls and Havre. So I counted. It was 22 to 11 Tim Sheehy signs to tester signs on that stretch. Not counting the big sign that says home of U.S. Senator on the big Sandy sign. Yeah, isn't it funny, Tim? The big number of signage showing support for Tim Sheehy in Big Sandy, which is John Tester's hometown. And about the only sign you see driving through Big Sandy with John Tester's name on it is a taxpayer-funded sign. That's about the only sign. Very symbolic, isn't it? Let's see. 2940970 is the number for you. Evan and Belt sent us this message last night. He says, Aaron, I listened to your podcast yesterday. That's the one where I was talking about the New York Times crediting talk radio and the demise of newspapers in Montana, you know, because everybody's listening to talk radio and they aren't reading newspapers as much as they used to anymore. And that's what, according to the New York Times. Anyway, he says, I listened to your podcast yesterday and I don't want to take anything for granted, but you were talking about the New York Times, talking about poor John Tester seeming to be having a rough time here in Montana. And they stated the reason for this was because the local newspapers were basically struggling to keep subscriptions up, and that talk radio is big here in the state. This may, in fact, be true, but maybe they should ask why that is. He says, I guess what I am saying is that they shouldn't be blaming these media outlets for the road they are traveling down. That is their own asphalt, and we are about to repave it for them. That's the message from Evan and Belt. No, why has there been a shift, in this power balance away from newspapers and even more so to talk radio? The why is, I think that I agree with you, Evan. I think that is the most important part of that whole question. Right. And that little statement in that New York Times piece. Because I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. There was a Democrat candidate for the legislature in Great Falls. I forget her name. No, it wasn't Krotkoff. It was the other one. But the Democrats used to run Great Falls. You know, Cascade County is a whole conservative, but Democrat run Great Falls. And they got skunked in recent legislative elections by Republicans. And one of the legislative Democrats there, candidates who lost her election, she was complaining. She was complaining about talk radio, which is probably where the New York Times got that talking point from. She was complaining about talk radio. Not just any talk radio, this talk radio, this show. She said, yeah, all these doors she was knocking on, everybody kept telling her they're voting Republican, and it's because they listen to Montana Talks. And they, yeah, I know, so she was mad about that. By the way, shout out to Corey Willis, Knockout Fitness, Knockout Lifestyle. They're listening in while they get their work in. Good to hear.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.